There are over 700 people on a waiting list for a first time appointment with a neurologist in Letterkenny Hospital. And if you can imagine, you know, that we're talking about serious neurological conditions here, and 250 of those, which I believe, are waiting more than 18 months for an appointment to see a neurologist. There is a visiting service to Letterkenny Hospital from Sligo. That's once a fortnight. They provide a 2.5 days a week service, but that's a 242-kilometre round trip for the neurologist trying to travel from Sligo Hospital. Sligo Hospital itself is already overstretched in terms of trying to provide neurology services. So really what is needed is a dedicated neurologist for Letterkenny Hospital. And we understand that there is a forthcoming report on neurology services. Deputy Pearse Doherty from Sinn Féin raised this with Minister Donnelly in the Dáil 2 weeks ago, and that this report should have been published by now, and it's now going to be later on during the year. But we understand that that report is going to recommend a dedicated neurology service for Letterkenny Hospital.
And while it's expected that the report will recommend neurologist to be permanently appointed to Letterkenny University Hospital, the window for appointments is quite small, especially when you compare the waiting list. As you mentioned, there are people waiting for up to 18 months, but they can only get there for 2.5 days every fortnight. It's putting a lot of strain on both the hospital itself and on the patients that need the appointments.
Well, as you can imagine, absolutely, Tom. If you imagine the length of that waiting list, how long it's going to take to get through it if you only have that visiting neurology service. And what's happening is the neurologist in Sligo are deeply aware of this, and they're asking people to travel then to Sligo Hospital for their appointments, which is an incredibly long journey, travelling from parts of Donegal to Sligo University Hospital. So people throughout Donegal have an impossible choice. They're either on a lengthy waiting list to be seen in Letterkenny Hospital, or they're travelling huge distances. And again, there are lengthy waiting lists in Sligo University Hospital, so no guarantee of a quick appointment there. These patients could be seen much more easily and quickly if there was a dedicated neurologist in Letterkenny Hospital. And as I say, this is not new. This plan has been on the table for a number of years. It's been highlighted. But we in the Neurological Alliance of Ireland are calling for funding in this year's budget to finally put in place this dedicated neurologist for Letterkenny Hospital.